Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the entrepreneurial venture that's returned with the recent rise in home prices, and how the new Trump administration can help small business owners. And this report is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Guess who's back now that we're seeing a run-up in home prices in many parts of the country? House flippers. This year saw similar numbers to 2007 before the housing bubble burst. Here's this morning's Jennifer Koshenka.
Home prices are rising and house flippers are back. Kirsten Grinder, the Wall Street Journal, has been following the trend and joins us now to talk about it. Kirsten, how much house flipping has it grown this year?
Oh, wow. Well, it's grown a lot. It's actually reached its highest level in the first 9 months of the year since 2007. That's the number of investors who are getting into it. And a lot of these investors are just, you know, like mom and pop investors, like the person you might know, your neighbor.
Why is it growing so much?
There's a confluence of factors going on. I mean, of course, rising home prices, but also there's low inventory, and so that makes it really attractive for these house flippers. But one thing that we point out in this story that is kind of secretly going on is that big Wall Street banks like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs are starting to fund the companies that make loans to house flippers, and that's helped them out a lot.
Obviously, they see money in this as well.
They do, yes. These are high interest rate loans. Before the crisis, during the housing boom, these big banks could just lend directly to the house flippers. But now, of course, they can't do that, all the financial regulations. So they're actually sort of going through the back door by funding the companies that loan to the house flippers instead.
Can people get loans elsewhere?
You know, a lot of house flipping is actually funded through cash. And so that's what a lot of house flippers have been doing. But now they're using a lot of credit because of Wall Street's interest. And also Silicon Valley is getting involved, too.
We're speaking with Kirsten Grinder of the Wall Street Journal about the return of house flipping. Is this something going on all across the country, or is it concentrated in certain cities or states?
All across the country. I mean, some areas are hotter than others. Of course, Southern California is always a hotbed. But, you know, interestingly, there's some areas you wouldn't think. Like, I think I was reading Memphis is a big area, for example. So it's really happening everywhere.
Who is doing the flipping?
It's just people. It's just average people. I mean, the people we talked to for this story were, interestingly, all in their mid-30s, but they were, you know, some of them were in the real estate business. Some of them were just normal people who decided to buy houses and fix them up and sell them at a profit.
Correspondent Jennifer Koshenka with Wall Street Journal reporter Kirsten Grind. Coming up next, what President Trump can do to help small business owners. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, optimism among small business owners has soared as entrepreneurs hope that President Trump will help them. Mr. Trump has promised to ease regulation, but that's easier said than done. That said, CNBC.com has identified a four-step plan for the first 100 days in office to help Main Street. One, encourage large companies and the federal government to hire small businesses. One expert says Mr. Trump should create tax requirements to source more from U.S.-based small supply chain companies. Number two, streamline communications with the government. It's an inefficient process, but CNBC.com says it does not have to be. Number three, lower taxes for small business owners. Mr. Trump campaigned on the promise that he would lower corporate taxes from 35 to 15%, but 83% of small business owners pay business taxes on their individual returns. And number four, settle uncertainty around health care. Since one out of five people to get insurance through Obamacare was a small business owner, self-employed, or both. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. It's free publicity for you, and everyone else gets inspiration and tips. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.